I consider Tony Boselli a Hall of Famer, for sure. His game was Hall of Fame worthy on every possible level.
When you look at his career, you can find those stellar, not just moments, but chunks of career that tell you that he belongs there.
We think so much of this guy that despite that short career, we think he's Hall of Fame worthy. Now that Davis is in, he's already demonstrated that really longevity is not an issue. It's not going to be an issue with Tony Boselli.
He made the Final 10 last year, so there's kind of a natural projection that maybe this year makes the Final 5. But it's very difficult. You have Ray Lewis, he's a slam dunk. So now you're down to four slots.
You know, the fact that Terrell Davis was voted in is a really good sign for some players like Tony Boselli in that category who didn't play a long period of time but played long enough to show that they are Hall of Famers.
I watched him single-handedly handle Bruce Smith, unequivocally one of the greatest D linemen in the history of the game and a Hall of Famer. I know it's something Bruce Smith doesn't maybe love to hear me or anyone else talk about, but it happened.
I think now he definitely gets in, but hey, the sooner the better type of thing, you know. So again, we just have to wait and see what happens in the room.